Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Woo!
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Joining me as always, we've got the one and only Simon Marshall and form analyst and expert down the end, Julian Valance. How are you, boys?
Outstanding. Group 1 racing this weekend, up and about.
Yeah, really good. It's going to be exciting. We've got to just beware of this weather in Melbourne, but fantastic Group 1 racing in Brisbane and in Adelaide. Fantastic.
Now, Josie, we are going to get to your track preview and we'll try and keep in time now. He's got a flight. He's flying out to judge Eurovision after this. I can tell by the get up there, SD.
Llama.
Yeah, so a little bit of that about it too. So,
The Arctic Blast is on its way and I've found some Polish mountain llama. Hind, anyway.
Now,
something different.
Julesy, what we are going to look at, because we have an interesting race day. We've got good racing all around the country. We've got Group 1s we'll cover in Brisbane and in Adelaide. We'll give you quaddies in Melbourne and Sydney, and we're going to try and give you tips from all around the country, as always. We'll have a look. We understand that Sydney and Adelaide should pay fair, but we're going to look at Brisbane and Melbourne's track reports. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, Wally. So Brisbane, look, they've got a heavy eight at the moment, but drying conditions, beautiful conditions. So I wouldn't be surprised if we ended up running on a soft five or soft six. Mm. I think it'll give every horse an opportunity. Just be careful with Dooman. Always inside gates and just on speed is a big advantage at Dooman. So have that in the back of your head. Caulfield, we're out 12 metres. Usually that means that horses can run on, gives every horse an opportunity. But what we've got to be aware of is this Arctic Blast. We're expecting a lot of rain, up to 80 mils, hail and thunder. It's all supposed to come. We've also got a southwesterly. Now, a south-southwesterly at Caulfield means that we'll actually be behind their backs in the shoot races. So, again, you'll probably be able to run on. But you just got to keep an eye on this weather with Caulfield because I think we're going to be in a really, really heavy range.
All right.
With the ducks.
Very good. SD currently juggling ducks. And there you go. So, we've covered all of that. Hopefully, that covers both previews, guys. Two Group 1s. Why don't we head to South Australia first and have a look at the Derby. So just going through the market now, we have a clear favourite, Leicester at $3.80 from the Weir camp. Weir Lane, obviously plenty successful with this one on their last start. They've had a couple of jockey changes there with this one. Then having a look through the field, we've got High and Dry at $5.50, Tangled at $6, High Sheriff at $8.50, and Main Stage SD, who you like, at $12. High Sheriff, I understand this has literally had its name changed overnight. This was Sheriff in New Zealand, came over and had changed. Is that right?
Yeah, when I did the form on Wednesday or Tuesday, it was definitely Sheriff, and now I see in the markets it's High Sheriff. So there must be a Sheriff running around somewhere in Australia.
There you go.
Forward planning from everyone.
There you go. I think he might be looking for SD to put a clamp on his car, the Sheriff in Australia, with his list of fines, but we'll get to that. Julesy, you actually like Sheriff. Take us through.
Yeah, look, I do. I think it's a really thin race, to be honest. I think there's only three and a half winning chances. Look, Leicester deserves to be favourite. He was given a peach by D-Lane last start, got the job done. Just a slight knock. I know it's trained by D Weir, so it's impossible really to knock this guy and his training ability. But 2,500 is by Wanted. He's obviously probably thrown to the mare, Leicester. I'm just slightly concerned about 2,500. I think there'll be good speed with the Waterhouse horses like Runaway and Delos will go forward. So I think there's enough speed in the race. I think Leicester needs a really soft tempo because he's probably got the best turn of foot. The other horses in the market, and I think that can run really well. High and Dry, geez, I'd love to have seen him draw a gate. Gate 18 probably has no choice for 8 million other than to go back from there. But he definitely is crying for 2,500. He is going to absolutely gobble up 2,500. Looks to have had a perfect prep for a race like this. And the other horse, Tangled, comes back from Sydney, so it went around in the Derby there. It's come back here. It is definitely well-placed in this race if it's still going okay. And the horse for me, though, I'm pretty keen on, is Sheriff. Look, New Zealand form, forget last start, ran $2.90 favourite, I think, in a Group 3 race. But the track was completely, well, it was wet as anything else you can say is wet, extremely Ooh. Wet, just didn't let down. So I went to accelerate and couldn't let down at all. Before that, on a dry track, geez, it ran like a really good horse. Its acceleration was fantastic. I think it's a really nice horse. Just quickly, I looked at some of its past stuff and horses in the past. Sort of matches up pretty well with a horse like Jon Snow that ended up last year winning the New South Wales Derby. So I'm pretty keen to be on with Sheriff because I reckon Roger James is a really astute trainer. He wouldn't bring it over here if he didn't think it could measure up, and I reckon it's a really good bet each way.
All right, very good. And at a price, as we said, $850, $290 the place, definitely an each way proposition. SD, you are bullish on Main Stage. You've been ridiculed to the level of how confident you are on Main Stage.
He's wet as a llama at the end of a car wash, one would say, yeah. Wally, I do like Main Stage, and the reason is I don't think Tangled can stay. He's tried Tangled. He sits back in that pattern and charges late. I reckon he's a great mile and a quarter horse, so I've got a slight knock on him at $6, who he's equal with Sheriff. I'm not going to shoot the Sheriff or the Deputy. I think that it's a great chance, the Sheriff, because its win two starts back when it sat back off them, rounded them up and powered to the line was fantastic. Forgive its heavy 10-run last start, it just didn't handle the conditions there. So Main Stage is the one that I'm sticking with. Why? Because I think he can run a strong 2,500. He sat back in the Victorian Derby and he absolutely motored home, flew home at the end of it to run fifth. And then when he went to Sydney, it was a bad ride in the ATC Derby. Because he was stuck three deep going out of the straight for the first time, and then he continued to roll forward on him. And when he finally sat outside the leader, this is the horse that came from near last in the Victoria Derby, and when he won at Flemington over 1,800 metres, he came from near last. He was sitting outside the leader in the ATC Derby. He hit the front at the top of the straight, and he was still there with a furlong to go. He's had a great break in between runs. D. Oliver goes on board. He's drawn 10, midfield, little bit of cover. I think Main Stage, I think he's 15s into about 12s, Wally. There's been a little nibble for him.
Yeah, he's into 12s, correct.
I think he can stay the trip, and I think he's got a touch of the class that's needed to win this race, which is very open.
There you go.
It's compelling.
So it is very compelling, Jules, and I get it. As I say, though, hasn't stopped the ridicule from you and the other traders, which is a shame.
Going without me.
Esther,
going without you, that's all right.
All right, very, very good. And obviously a couple to play. I think that'll be a two-way play for me, boys. Not get around both of you. Let's have a look at the Doomben 10,000. So no surprises here. Red Zell is a favourite, $2.25 favourite. Opened at 170, Julesy out to 225. The only other one really in the market is In Her Time, 480 into 360. Then there's a huge gap and some names that we know all too well. Impending at $11, Le Romaine and Care to Think at $13. And then there's value to be had if you like anything else, $17 for English and so on. Jules, you're going with the fave. SD, you're going with the only other one in the market. Mm. Really, really good one head-to-head. Tell us why they're going to win and what the worries are. Julesy, we'll start with you on Red Zell.
Yeah, we'll just quickly go with the map. I think they'll probably be good speed. Horses like Monsieur Gustave will go forward and Hootson from that wide gate will have to zip across, I think. I think it just sets up perfectly for Red Zell. Mm. The map, he could probably even just take a sit and end up 1-1. Kieran McAvoy, he won this race last year. I think, again, the race is pretty thin and I think Red Zell will be in the right spot to be able to win the race, and I think his only danger is the mare In Her Time, who's going really well and is dead set honest as the day is long, and she'll try and run Red Zell down, but I just think around Doomben the conditions favour Red Zell. I think you'll get black figures, there'll be no worries with that, but I'm with Red Zell, but In Her Time is the only danger for me.
Okay, there you go. So again, Red Zell, 170 out to 225, and you think it's fine, back on the day, back now, you're going to get over $2, so that's good. SD, In Her Time, 480 into 360, backed heavily and with good reason.
Yep.
Why does it win?
Well, Galaxy winner first up fresh, and then she just got too far back in the TJ Smith. But I love the way she rattled home. Sectional times are sensational. And Julesy mentioned the speed in this race sets up for a horse that stalks or sits midfield and has got that electrifying turn of foot for those horses that are capitulating inside the 100. Red Zell this time in. He was a marquee sprinter. He was the champion sprinter for a couple of seasons, but he's been beaten by Redkirk Warrior this time in when he was a sitting duck there in the Lightning, swooped from him and went bang. And then he beat Jungle Edge, I think it was, in Sydney in a Group 2. Okay, he's got to beat them. And then Trapeze Artist, when Redzel hit the front, stalked him and beat him and put him away the last 50 again. So I'm looking for a horse to do that against Redzel, which I think is the horse to beat. And that's in her time. Her profile sets up beautifully. She likes the edge out of the track. She's 5 starts for 4 wins at the 1,200 metres, and she loves going to Brizzy. She's proven there, and I think that she's on the way up, and she can beat Redzel. He's a bit short at $2.20, and I think you're playing around $3.80, aren't you?
As I said, so... $3.60 now, $4.80 and $3.60. And Josie, are we expecting that in her time we'll come in even further?
I don't know if she'll come in too much further, but she'll definitely have her supporters. So she'll be rock solid. There's going to be no big drift on in her time, that's for sure.
And if we're going to have a look at one from the pack, who do we think they're going to come for?
I'm going to go for Champagne Cuddles, who was terrific first up on the Gold Coast, and her second to Trapeze Artist, I think Frank's the form. I think
not in the race, mate.
Just on the race.
Joking.
Jules, one from the pack. That would be impressive. If Champagne Cuddles were to win this, that would be so impressive, considering she's not running. Jules, do you...
I think it's a two-horse race for
okay,
me.
Beautiful. Enough said. No use looking for value if it's not their join. Quinella at Exacter at back, one of them. Do not back Champagne Cuddles, please.
Well, you can't.
You can't. Don't try to.
Wherever she goes,
yeah, she's a nice. She's nice.
There you go.
Yeah. Joking.
Yeah, very good. Very good. All right. So we're going to take a break now, guys. We're going to be back with Quaddy Time. We're going to have a look around the country for some winners. And we've got the all-new three-wide no-cover Monster Multi. We're going to be doing them every week, and we're going to find one for the three of us to get your winner. You're watching three-wide no-cover. Yeah, welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. It's Quaddy Time. We're going to have a look at Melbourne, and we're going to have a look at Sydney or Scone this week. This week, guys, Scone, Jam and Cream, SD.
Yeah, that's it.
Josie, we'll run through these now. We're going to have a look at Caulfield, obviously kicking off first leg in race 6. Now, you've gone with 4 runners in the first. You've got the 2 Vainstream, 3 Sunquain, is it?
Yeah, you pretty well butchered that. Sun Quan.
4 Written Choice, got that one, and Was a Geist, the 5. Very confident, no worries outside of that.
I think one of those 4 will win. I reckon all 4 are actually nice horses, and I think one of them will be able to get us off to a winning start.
Beautiful. So if we go to the second leg, having a look here, look, we've gone a little bit wider here. We've got the 3 Wise Heroes, who's the favourite, Urban Ruler, the 6, and then you've got 10, 11, and 12. Leaving out not much there, mate. You've left out the 2 Murphy's Reward, which I thought was a good shout. But you reckon you got it covered in the 5?
I would hope so.
There you go.
That's all I'll say.
There you go. We'd hope so. Of course you would. And then you've gone skinny here. You've gone 1, 2, and 13. Furion, I know you like a lot, but you've had 2 savers with
it. Yeah, just in case. Look, we've also got to be careful of the way this track might play, and Furion has drawn gate 1, so just got to be careful. It might be swinging to the outside rail.
And then you're giving yourself every chance here with 5 in the last leg. We've gone 2 Mongolian Wolf, 5 Our Peaky Blinders, who's the favourite at the moment, 8 Sunday Prey, and then the 11 and the 13. So you've got the Cummings horse and then Light the Clappers you've got to include, obviously, there. So, look, it's not ridiculous. I think it's going to cost you $100 to get you about 33%, 50 obviously, half that. Should we have a look at Scone now, boys?
Yep.
All right, beautiful. So at Scone in the first, this is much skinnier.
It is.
Your New South Wales quaddies, Jules, they're always skinnier, which I like. So 1, 2, and 3. So one of the ones, this potty's been getting around, Demerara.
Yep.
And another Godolphin Horse Resin. You've got both of those in, and then Sasso Cabarro.
Yeah, Sasso Cabarro first up. It could be a really nice horse for the future, and it might be the one that is the big move. I wouldn't be surprised if the big syndicates played with Sasso Cabarro on Saturday. Just wanted to keep
there you go. So you'd be very comfortable we got the winner there. Now, interestingly, in race six, there'll be a couple of dual nominators because Le Romaine is nominated in race six. I don't think Le Romaine's going to be going there.
Exactly. We've just got to have it there just in case.
You put it in. And then just in case, so you're on the one, but you've got 7 and 10. Osborne Bulls, I know you're keen on. The 7 is Grande Rosso. And then in the second last leg, just the two horses, you've got Gassoni, the favourite, and Dyslexic, both around that $4 to $5 mark. You've gone big in the last leg again, Julesy. You've gone the 5.
Well, I think if we can be alive, then we'll just make it a lock by putting the 5 horses
Some good horses in this race. Terra Vista. Who doesn't love Terra Vista?
Yeah.
And then we've got Glenel and Well Sprung, and then the 11, Spending to Win, and 2 Excess, the 14. So I'll tell you what. Julesy, very excited about Quaddy Time this week. You know I love it. You know I love the Quaddies. I get around them. Yes. But I'm very excited, Stan. I think we're going to have a lot of luck. I'm not playing them up in Queensland. I'm not playing in Adelaide. I'm going to stick with you and just play those two.
Okay.
Now, gentlemen.
Right.
Before we jump to a break and then come back with our best from around the country, let's quickly talk about Bonkers in Honkers.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Bonkers in Honkers, it's a little bit of a sensitive topic, we know, because 2 of the 3 people on this panel will be going to Hong Kong.
I'm over it.
And one of them won't be. Jules, you're going to Eurovision. You should be happy with that. So, SD, do you want to give us a quick rundown on what this is?
I wonder if anybody's ever travelled a llama into Hong Kong now.
Oh, possible.
Sure. Absolutely. They got a pig at full forward. You've got to get a llama into Hong Kong.
Quarantine, 3 weeks, eh?
No dramas.
All right.
No dramas
SD.
For llamas.
Now, the competition's been running over 4 weeks, and we've had two... we've had a Friday night at Cranbourne where the Ginger Ninja Geordie was the winner. Well, he was outstanding. So he's in line to go into the grand final on the 5th week. Bendigo last week. Tell us about the winner there.
Yeah, so we had two guys competing there for the same team, which is Sam and Jared. We picked Sam, but he called in sick, so he couldn't go on camera. So Jared stepped in. We found out Jared will be, they won, they beat the sports bet punter. They will be representing him in the final on the 25th of May. Quite simply, if you want to get involved in this, your last chances, if you're watching this, listening to this, is probably going to be the last night at Cranbourne. So on the 11th and on the 18th at the Cranbourne Racing that night, get on course, find the sports bet jackets, find us. We're going to come and speak to you about punting stories. We want to know why you should be the on-course punter, and we want to know why you should take on the sports bet punter. If you win, you will go to the grand final on the 25th, Friday night racing at Cranbourne. And if you pick the most winners or build the most bank that night, you're going to Hong Kong with SD and myself, $5,000 in the kick and an all-expenses-paid punting extravaganza.
Sha Tin on the Sunday in the visitor's box, absolutely sensational. Saturday we'll be finding somewhere to have a punt, have a bet,
everything.
Enjoy the local cuisine.
Love it. Mm. All of that.
Mm. Might even get something to eat.
Yes. So there you go. Very good, Julian. So, all right, we're going to take a break, guys. That's Bonkers in Honkers. We're excited about it. Hopefully you are too. Get around that. We're going to be back. With the best from around the country, and we've got exciting news. Julesy has said that the best horse in Australia is racing in Perth. He's very excited about this, so we'll wait and see. All right, this is 3 Wide, no cover. Welcome back to 3 Wide No Cover. I couldn't be more excited. SD couldn't be more excited because Julian Valance has just informed us that Winx is racing at Ascot. That's my understanding, in the first race. Because he said to me, the best horse in Australia is going around in race 1 at Ascot. And then I turned it and I'm like, Winx is not there.
No, he
has told us Enticing Star is just going to win everything. Now, Julesy, you love Winx, so you're probably getting excited, but you think this is a genuinely good horse.
No, I think this horse is... outrageous, enticing star. So race one, number seven. She's going to be really short, but might be worth just putting into your black book. I think at some stage it's going to have to come over to the eastern states. The race is like the Oakley Plate, the Newmarket. I might be off my head here, but it's won three from three, and I think this is an absolute superstar. The times that it's running, it's just absolutely annihilating the clock. It can run. So it just came back after a little prep, and it ran something like just over 11. It was an inferior ground, and still its last 200 was 11 seconds. This thing, I think, is going to be a star. I've been wrong a billion and 58 times, but I reckon with this one, I might just be half right.
Yeah, regardless, Julesy, I'll tell you one thing. This looks like a good horse. Watched a couple of replays of it. Very, very keen on it. So back it, add it to your multis. Most importantly, black book it because it's going to be something. All right, let's have a look at Adelaide now. Julian, you are sidestepping Adelaide in terms of your best this week. Talk to us.
Yeah, look, just taking the words of the philosopher Plato, I'm the wisest man alive for I know one thing. And that one thing I know is absolutely nothing. I can't tip the punters into anything. It's an extremely hard day at Adelaide, so I'll let SD do the work.
There you go, SD. You have gone an interesting little double here, 1551.
As soon as you mentioned Plato, I heard a collective, what? It's okay, punters at home. We've got something for you at Adelaide. Camdas in the first race, Darren Weir fresh, Damien Lane to ride. Geez, it's got good form, 1.6 lengths to ability. It'll run well first up. Peaceful State's the best horse racing in Adelaide, race five, number one. And you know my derby tip, main stage each way all day.
There you go. So Camdas is $3.70, Peaceful State at $1.75. Yeah. All right, shall we head up to Queensland? Julesy, you do have a couple here that you really like.
Yeah, I do. We were with this horse a couple of weeks ago in Sydney. It's now gone up. Race one, number 12, Tango Rain. I think he can be on the speed, and I think he can repay us. It wasn't too bad. Last, I was really well back, so it's obviously come back really well, this horse, but I think Tango Rain can win for us. We'll bookend the meeting, and then in the last, race nine, number eight, Dark Dream. Got a pretty good opinion of this. It's on the way to the Queensland Derby, I would suggest, and I reckon it can win for us on Saturday.
Tango Rain, $1.75. Dark Dream, $4, which is a nice price to finish the day. SD, you've got a couple in the fifth, and you're taking Julesy on in the last.
Yeah, the two-year-old race is a horse called Sizzling Ace. Regan Bayliss will continue to ride this horse after last start. Its last two, it's just flown home like a choo-choo train, so toot-toot, jump aboard the Sizzling Ace from gate six. And higher ground, our wonderful guest Chris Waller, the very own sports bet Chris Waller, mentioned that this horse is his derby contender. He beat Tangled last start, and he's going to run here higher ground, and this is the lead up into the derby. I think that he'll be mighty tough to beat. Race nine, number two.
There you go. Now, I whip through New South Wales because you're both super keen on Osborne Bulls in Scone, which is no real surprise. It's been doing great work. Its main threat look like Le Romain, who will be scratched. So Osborne Bulls currently at 270. That will come in. So we'll cover that. But SD, you've got a second one here in race three. Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, Johnny O'Shea's building his team ever so slightly. I thought she was terrific first up, having a nice soft win at Kembla Grange, I believe that was. This is a target race. Avdullah to ride. She sits back two hunts. And when she let go, her last 400 metres was terrific on the day. She got to the front, had a look around. Big tracks going, Pretty in Pink.
Just quickly on Osborne Bulls, first time in its career it carries less than 56.5 kilos. It's carrying 53 on Saturday. It's a dead set acceleration horse. When you see these horses drop in weight, they accelerate through the roof. I reckon a big performance from Osborne Bulls this week.
Absolutely love it, Julesy. And you're one out in New South Wales, so that tells you something. Okay, you both got two in Melbourne. Let's whip through them quickly.
Yeah, race three, number five, Kenjawood, back to somewhat near its best at Warrnambool. I think it can springboard off that, and I think it can win. And race eight, number two, Furion. Look, this horse just keeps running really well. The clock backs up the eyes. That's really good. The eyes can sometimes be misleading, but the clock backs it up.
There you go. SD, your two.
Well, he's a three wide, no cover fan favourite, and that's Maximus, race five, number eight. And I think that he'll just crunch them. And
first
I read
time I've heard it mentioned on this show.
I ran into Confucius and he told me Wise Hero would be winning first up. Race seven, number three, and the team's on fire.
I'll tell you what, now what we are going to do for the first time.
That's great.
It's very wide, no cover favourite, I love it. We are going to, and we have created a multi for the show, and then we're going to lock in a price and you're going to be able to get on. It'll be called the Three Wide No Cover Monster Multi. It'll be on site, you'll be able to find it. I have gone for my leg in her time to place. We've gone a little bit skinny here because we want to make sure it's a lock, which is currently the $1.50. SD, no surprises who you've gone for yours.
Yeah, he's the best horse racing at Morfettville, I think. It's a peaceful state.
And Julesy, you're very keen on...
Yeah, I'm keen on Kenjiwood, but we're going to go the place because, as you said, I reckon we'll get the punters off to a bang with our first ever Monster Multi.
And do you know what? We're actually going to give the price of $4.50 for that, which is really, really strong. That's going to be locked in on site, so you're going to be able to get that whenever you jump on right up until race day. So if you are watching at home and you are going to have a bet on this, please do it responsibly. As with all your punting there, we want to make sure you do bet within your means. We look forward to joining you next week again as we tackle the issues. SD, you've got some parting words?
Yes, and no llamas were hurt in the recording of this Three Wide No Cover production.
There you go. This has been Three Wide No Cover. Thank you.